Excuse me? Hello.
I'll be your badger this evening.
Pleasure to meet you. That's a lovely kilt you're wearing. Wait, that voice. Hang on, do we know each other? Oh, hi. It's so good to see you. It's been so long. You look... Wow. That is a gorgeous kilt you're wearing. You look amazing. Ah, right. This party's quite a thing, huh? Did you pick your ribbon color yet, or are you still browsing? Oh, you picked the pink ribbon. That's interesting. I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm also wearing the pink ribbon. I know you used to be my professor's assistant back at the university, so if that's too uncomfortable for you, I understand. Oh, you want to dance with me? Okay. But I do have to warn you that I'm probably, well, definitely... not the best dancer. I know, odd being the host of the event, I am terrible on the floor. I don't believe that you can't dance for a second. But in that case, let's go be terrible at dancing together. Oh wow, we both went to the straight arm's length cotillion dance, huh? This is good. This bodes well for us. Do you mind if we dance a little closer? It's risque, I know, but tonight's a night for risks. So, come here often. You know, I bet you weren't expecting to run into me when you picked out that pink ribbon today. Wait, you knew it was me? How? Ah, I was, unaware that you were that familiar with my body. I suppose we did see each other nearly every day when you were working on your degree. I don't often join the events. I'm usually just the hostess, considering this is my party. But I guess I shouldn't be surprised that you could pick me out of the crowd. Now that I think about it, I don't have any idea how an invitation came into your hands. I don't remember taking yours. Nor do I remember sending you an invitation to begin with. So, how did you end up in here? Oh, you snuck in, you sly dog. Well, no, it's not that. I just didn't expect to see you here. A masquerade, a mysterious masquerade, and a bacchanal, out of all things. It just didn't seem like your scene. A little less academic, don't you think? But it's not like I had much to do anyways tonight. I'm usually the one playing cleanup and go get the food and check on the guests and more cleanup. It's a big villa, you know? And to be honest, I really just picked up a mask and a ribbon and just called it a night. I felt like I needed a break. I didn't really have time to mingle too much today. Just take invitations, take cloaks. But you've been a fun surprise this evening. I am so sorry. I tend to talk a lot when I get nervous. Tend to babble a bit, as you may remember. Well, I know I never seemed nervous when I was teaching because, well, that's different. I don't usually get so close to the students, if you recall. And besides, look at you. Anyone would be nervous when trying to impress you. Yeah, I guess I am trying to impress you. That's what tonight is all about, Impressing each other? And, Other things? Yeah, I guess the secret's out, hmm? I always did think you were absolutely handsome as hell. But I never really had a chance to tell you. Not really the most appropriate time. Helping you with your research was a bit more important, and I'll always remember the look of relief and happiness on your face when I told you that you successfully defended your thesis. I swear, that smile lit up the whole world for a second or two. And I did a lot of daydreaming about you. And night dreaming, too, I suppose. When we were doing fieldwork together, it was always challenging to stay professional whenever we got close in any way. All those late nights in the lab or the library, whenever your hand brushed mine, or when our eyes met, I imagine there might be something there. And your good looks only punctuated how smart, witty, and funny you were. Being close to you is, very, very nice. You smell nice. You feel nice. It's very nice that I ran into you here. Maybe I should show you why the badger mask is a particular favorite of mine. Yeah? You'd like that? You know, I don't think I've ever noticed how pretty your eyes are before. Captivating, even. Oh, I am so sorry. I did not mean to bump into you. My apologies. Now, where were we? That was, unexpected. Can I have another one? Maybe we should take it slow and find someplace a little more private. I wouldn't say that being behind this pillar is very private, but... Oh. Hey. You, don't you think people are gonna notice? Do you... I have no complaints. Yeah, I'll keep looking into your eyes. I try to keep quiet, and it's really hard when you touch me like that. Wait, hang on, no, don't stop, I just don't want to be fit. Oh, fuck. I just don't want to be selfish. Fuck. No. Keep looking into my eyes while I touch you. Why don't you show me how easy it is to stay quiet while I fuck you with my hand? Fuck. Don't look away. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, this feels so good. I don't normally do this. At least in public. Public's not usually my thing. Oh my god, you're so fucking beautiful. Oh god, I love you so much. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh. You know, fuck. God, that
was close. You're making it so hard to stay quiet right now. You know, I've never really given the humble badger much thought until I picked out this mask myself. I guess, you know, fate is a funny thing. But there is one thing I do know about badgers. Badgers are excellent at burrowing. Oh, me? Don't worry about it. Just try to stay a little quieter than the last time, okay, honey? These balls. I always loved sucking on balls, you know? Lift up your hips just a little bit. I'm just gonna slide a finger in here. Yeah, is that the right spot? You like that? That's all right. Keep going. I know. I can feel your balls tightening. You're about to come, aren't you? What a load you just blew. So much cum. God, you taste phenomenal. Just how I imagined you to taste. Do you want to help me finish? Ah, fuck. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, just like that. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, just like that. Just like that. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Just, yeah, keep circling my clit. Oh, my God. Yeah, curl your fingers. Curl your fingers. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. I'm so close. I'm so close. I'm so close. Please, 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 please. Oh, I'm almost there. I'm almost there. I'm almost there. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Fuck. 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 Do you think you're good to stand? You can hold on tight to me if you need to. Just until you get your legs back. Hey, this might be a little sudden and forward, but, I love you. That doesn't have to mean anything specific right now, but I just wanted you to know, that I am in love with you. Even, when I'm not burrowed underneath your kilt. Now, let's go see what the rest of the party is doing,
Just one second. I need to grab a new mask. This one's a little covered in cum.